Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont. Unforgettable train journeys, serene river cruises, iconic hotels, and heart-racing safaris. Visit Belmont, that's BELMOND.com, and uncover some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Where will you go?
This is the Open Ears Project, day 26.
I think the basis for my love for it is that it just feels like a beating heart. That's how it begins. And then there's this beautiful silvery violin line that comes in. There's something happening here that's so incredibly sweet, but also so mournful. They're just inextricably linked. It's this beautiful combination of the bittersweet, I suppose. My name is Christopher Wheeldon. I'm a choreographer. I make classical ballets and I direct theatre on Broadway. I have chosen the second movement of the second violin concerto by Prokofiev. I started dancing because I saw chickens in a ballet on the television and asked my mom, how do I become a chicken? And she said, well, they're not real chickens, they're dancing chickens, so you'd have to go and study to be a dancer. So she enrolled me in a local ballet school. It was all very Billy Elliot, you know, 16 girls, one boy. I was like a duck to water, and I never actually got to dance the role of the chicken. But I've been on a journey with this piece. I think it began with seeing my first ballet at the Royal Opera House. My parents took me up when I was probably 9 or 10 to see Romeo and Juliet. And I already knew I loved the ballet. I'd already aspired to become a chicken. But this ballet, there was something about the music. And so I fell in love with Romeo and Juliet. I fell in love with Prokofiev. And then I found this piece of music, and I remember wearing it down. I remember playing it over and over. I had a cassette of it, and it was, it lived in my cassette player. So I remember hearing this and thinking, wow, this is something, physical is the wrong word, but like I'm connected to it. Somehow my body connects to this music. But I didn't choreograph to this for a long time. I was saving it. And I moved to New York City. My career started to take off as a choreographer with the New York City Ballet. I was still in my 20s, pretty overwhelmed by the amount of success that I was having. And my next commission was for the Royal Ballet. And I decided, okay, I think I'm ready. I'm going to do this piece of music. I went to London and I got into the studio and I froze, like completely froze. I didn't want to paint the music. I didn't like the music anymore. It felt like it was somehow punishing me. And I just packed my suitcase and I went to the airport and I bought a ticket back to New York. And now, looking back on it, I know it was just too much. At that moment in time, it was too much. And so this music suddenly went from being something that had been so inspiring and so connected to why I wanted to be a dancer to being something that was creating so much pain. So it just went on the bottom of the pile. And then in 2008, I decided to step away from New York City Ballet, and the first piece that I choreographed, I'm like, okay, take off the training wheels again and just dive back into the deep end. Let's try the Prokofiev. It's always difficult to describe how you make dance because it comes from within and it never begins the same way. Like here, the violin comes in. That could just be the slow lift of a leg to the side. But then underneath, you've got the insistence of this rhythm. And then you've got the other dancer keeping that pulse with an arm or an elbow or a shoulder. And that's sort of how I would begin. How do I paint this phrase using the body? And so I taught this duet to two dancers, Thiago Bourdin and Hélène Boucher. And while I was teaching it to them, I ended up completely falling madly in love with Thiago. We ended up having a short relationship, but a beautiful relationship that turned into a great friendship. And so this piece turned around completely, and I loved what I'd made. I loved that it then sort of inhabited a place of love in my life. And it's certainly been a long journey with the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 2.
Christopher Wheeldon chose the second movement of Prokofiev's second violin concerto, and as always, you can hear the whole thing coming up in just a moment. If you missed the previous episode of the Open Ears Project, by the way, it featured the TV executive Megan Reed talking about falling in love with one of Christopher's ballets, After the Rain, and the music he used in that, Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel. It's a really lovely listen. You can find that and all our previous episodes at openearsproject.org. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.